This music is so healthy, so happy. No wonder that this is one of the
good New Year's music.
Most popular classical piece ever.
Well, and it's one of those pieces that's crossed into popular culture. And of course, that's because of the Lone Ranger and all the other cartoons. And it is the opening piece on our Beethoven in Blue Jeans concert.
Throughout the years, this became one of the most popular concerts of the season for the PSO. I wonder why.
Well, maybe it is because we're all wearing blue jeans. That's kind of fun. But it's also a really fun program. And we include a couple of chestnuts, like the one that you just heard, but also some pieces that I'm pretty sure have never been played at the Sanger Theater before.
But I'm sure that Beethoven's fourth concerto has been played.
It has. Boy, what a magnificent piece. Let's just listen to the opening.
This is a very sophisticated piece.
I think
you need an amazing pianist to bring out the beauty of that. And you have that.
We do. John Nakamatsu is coming back. He's been in Pensacola twice before, and I've had the pleasure of working with him elsewhere. And he's just the consummate artist.
And I am so excited because this time he will give a recital at the University of West Florida Music Hall on Tuesday.
That's right.
With a terrific program. And he will also give an open masterclass on Monday
before that.
So it's so exciting to have him
back.
It's a
busy weekend to have John in town.
In the last couple of weeks, you talked a lot about the composer Delius. And I wonder, how did he make it on this program?
Well, it's a British composer, lived in the late 19th, early 20th century, and he used to be very popular, but I've sort of just discovered him myself, and I'm wild about this piece. It's got lots of passion, but still some of that British reserve.
So what else is on tap for this concert?
Written almost the same time as the Delius is an extraordinary piece by Ravel, Un barque sur l'océan, or A Ship on the Ocean, an exquisite example of Ravel's orchestration at its finest.
So what do you close the concert with?
We're going to come back home with the American composer Mason Bates. Mason has integrated the orchestral world and the sounds of electronic music. And he's not the first one to try to do it, but he has taken it up a notch, and it's really some pretty cool stuff. I think these are some sounds that have never been heard on the stage of the Sanger Theater.
Sounds like a rock band in the middle of the symphony orchestra.
Well, that's kind of what it is, and it's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
Let's get those jeans on and come to the concert.
It's going to be a good one.